在我们生活当中有一些事情呢，它可能只是一次性的。
In our daily lives, some events happen once in our lifetime.
比如说我们到某个地方去玩。
For example, going traveling to certain places.
那可能就不需要再去玩一次。
And once we've been to that place, we don't feel like we ever need to go back again.
可能我们也不会再想去玩一次。
We won't go back, and we don't want to go back.
也常常不是必须要再回去一次。
And we don't need to go back.
但是我们不能够说，昨天我已经用过餐了，我今天就不用再吃。
But we can't say yesterday I've had a meal, so today I don't need to eat anymore.
我们也不能够说上个星期六我已经来守安息日了，所以今天我就不用来了。
And we can't say that since I came to church last Sabbath, I don't need to come to church this Sabbath.
有些事情是有它的必须要经常的反复的。
So there are things that are necessary to be repetitive.
那我们信仰这一个层面就是要这样子不断的继续的来前进。
And in our faith, we need to continue to march forward.
那下午的祷告前，我们一起来查考《约翰福音》里头的一段记载。
So before our prayer, we will study a passage in John.
我们请看《约翰福音》第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音》第一章三十五节。
John chapter 1, verse 35.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples.
这里所讲的约翰就是我们通常称他为施洗约翰。
This John is John the Baptist.
这个施洗约翰他是跟主耶稣同时出生，他特别是为耶稣来准备道路的。
John the Baptist was born around the same time as Jesus Christ, and he paved the way for Jesus Christ.
这时候约翰他已经出来传讲悔改的道理。
At this time, John has preached the gospel of repentance.
当时也有一些人来跟随他。
And there were people who followed him.
比如这里说有两个门徒跟他在一起。
Here he mentions that two of his disciples were with him.
三十六节，他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
36. And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
约翰对主耶稣的介绍，这是一个很重要、很出名的一个介绍。
This is a very important introduction of Lord Jesus Christ.
在二十九节，在前面一个日子，他就曾经这样介绍过了。
And if we look back at verse 29, he had already said that another day.
在这里说，他说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
In 29, he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world."
所以二十九节讲的是更详细。
So 29 has an even more descriptive.
他为什么说主耶稣是神的羔羊？
Why does he say that Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God?
因为主耶稣来了，就是要除去世人的罪孽。
Because Lord Jesus Christ came to the world to get rid of the sins of the world.
这样的介绍听在犹太人的耳中。这应该是非常的重要，非常的让他们感动的。
To the Jews, this should be a very important introduction that should move their hearts.
在过去他们的宗教活动里头，这个羔羊占了一个很重要的位置。
In the past, in their religious practice, the lamb has a very important status.
其实从他们的先祖这个羔羊就是他们印象很深刻的。
From their ancestors, they have this deep impression of the lamb.
当亚伯拉罕他要将他的儿子以撒来献为燔祭的时候
，When Abraham was about to offer up his son Isaac as offering，
在亚伯拉罕举起刀将要这个宰杀他的儿子的时候
，When Abraham drew out his sword and was about to cut Isaac，
这天上有声音说你不可以在这个童子身上来动刀。
A voice from heaven said, "You shall not do this."
神已经在树丛里头准备了一只羊羔。
God has prepared a lamb amongst the bushes.
用这个羊羔来代替以撒。
So this lamb replaced Isaac.
所以他们已经有一个观念这个有一个代替的这个羊羔来代替以撒。
So they already have this idea of a substitute that a lamb substituted for Isaac.
在摩西的时代。他们要出埃及。
And during the time of Moses, they were about to exit Egypt.
神在埃及要降下最后一个最严重的灾害。
And God was going to put down the 10th plague, the most severe plague.
就是要击杀全埃及地所有投生的。
Which was killing a firstborn amongst Egyptians.
神也要摩西吩咐百姓，他们要宰杀羊羔。
So God told Moses to tell the people to kill lamb.
将羊羔的血涂在门楣门框上。
And then use the blood of the lamb to put on the doorposts.
那所以以色列家的头生的就都没有被击杀。
So the firstborns of the Israelites were spared.
再一次的这个羊羔来代替了他们的人。
So once again, the lamb was killed in place of the Israelites.
所以在他们的生活里头这个神的羔羊，他们是很清楚知道在讲什么。
So in their lives, they know very well what does the Lamb of God mean.
以后他们走在旷野路上，神也颁布给他们这个律法。
And during the time when they were in the wilderness, God already also gave them laws.
就是其中包括这个献祭的事情。
One of which is concerning offerings.
他们也是要宰杀羊羔来当作赎罪祭。
They need to offer up lambs as sin offerings.
一方面在提醒他们，他们需要被救赎。
On one hand, is to remind them that they need redemption.
提醒他们，他们本来是该死的，但是呢，需要有代替的。
To remind them that they are destined to die, they need something to substitute for them.
那所以今天这个这样的恩典也是要临到我们每一个人。
Today, this grace also came upon us.
那这个羊羔所预表的就是主耶稣。
This lamb prefigured Lord Jesus Christ.
真正能够代替我们的是主耶稣。
The one who could truly take away our sins and replace us is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣来到了这个世界上，这个施洗约翰就用这样子来介绍主耶稣。
So when Lord Jesus Christ was on earth, this is how John the Baptist introduced him.
所以这是第二次，在约翰福音里头第二次，约翰当众这样来介绍主耶稣。
So this is the second time that John proclaimed Lord Jesus Christ as such.
37节。
37.
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
这两个人他们为什么会跟随约翰？
Why did these two disciples follow John?
他们是在宗教上是有所追求的人。
They were pursuing after their religion.
他们在期盼着圣经里头所预言的这个救主的来到。
They were looking forward to this prophecy of the Savior in the Bible.
所以约翰说，看哪，神的羔羊。
So when John said, look, the Lamb of God.
约翰就是在告诉他们，看哪，救主来了。
John was telling them that, look, the Savior is here.
所以呢，这两个人再一次听到约翰这么讲，他们就去跟着耶稣。
So these two people, when they heard John saying it the second time, they followed Lord Jesus Christ.
在那个时候，可能耶稣是走在路上。
Perhaps Jesus Christ was just walking along.
所以这两个人呢，就跟着耶稣走。
So these two disciples just follow Lord.
38节。
38.
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说，你们要什么？他们说，拉比在哪里住？
Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, what do you seek? They said to him, Rabbi, which is to say, when translated teacher, where are you staying?
一开始这两个人只是走在，应该是走在主耶稣的后头。
At the beginning, these two people were just following him, walking behind him.
听了约翰的这个介绍，他们可能也觉得非常的好奇。
They've heard the introduction from John, and perhaps they were curious.
当时他们为什么会去跟从约翰？
Why did they follow John?
因为他们觉得约翰应该可以带给他们什么。
They probably think that John can bring them something.
其实当时已经有人在猜测着这个约翰是不是就是那个救主。
At the time, there were actually people who were wondering if John was the Savior.
但是约翰已经自己承认，火认我不是救主。
But John already denied that he was not the Savior.
但是现在约翰说这个耶稣他是救主。
But here John says this Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior.
一个有追求的人，他当然会对这个事情是觉得很好奇的。
So for someone who's pursuing after their faith, of course they will be curious.
当主耶稣发觉说有人跟着他。
And when Jesus Christ realized someone was following him.
很自然的就转过头来。来问他们说你们要什么
Very naturally, he turned and asked, what do you seek?
今天主耶稣如果问我们说 你要什么
Today, if Lord Jesus Christ asks us, what do we seek?
我想我们大概很少人会有这样的一个回答说你在哪里住
I don't think many of us would say, where are you staying?
但是这两个人却是这样问主耶稣说你在哪里住
But this was the question from these two, where are you staying?
他们是很好奇他们也充满着很多的问题。
They were curious and they were filled with questions.
所以应该不是在路上三两句话就能够问得清楚的。
They have so many questions. They probably can't finish asking them all of that while walking on the street.
有一些事情他们是真的很想去确定，所以他们需要花时间的。
There were things that they wanted to confirm, which would take time.
所以他们会问主耶稣说：“你在哪里住？”
So that's why they're asking Lord Jesus Christ, where are you staying?
39节。
39.
耶稣说，你们来看，他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住，那时也有身证了。
He said to them, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour.
这个时候大约是下午的四点钟了。
This is about 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
那这个耶稣的回答说：“你们来看。”
Lord Jesus Christ replied, "Come and see."
那他们就跟着耶稣，然后那一天就跟耶稣同住。
They came and saw and remained with Lord Jesus Christ.
真的，主耶稣给他们时间。
Lord Jesus Christ spent time with them.
那主耶稣也邀请他们说：“你们来看。”
And Lord also invited them to come and see.
真的是要有一个行动才能够真正的了解。
There needs to be an action for more understanding.
这个来看，这个就是一个很重要的一个举动。
The actions of come and see is very important.
那主耶稣也是很愿意的邀请他们说，你们来看。
And the Lord was very willing to invite them to come and see.
主耶稣没有说你们来跟我同住。
Jesus Christ did not say, come and stay with me.
主耶稣只是说你们来看。
Jesus Christ just say, come and see.
你们自己做选择。
You have your choice.
有时候谈一两句话就知道说不用再谈下去了。
Sometimes one or two sentences into a conversation, we know we can stop there.
谈了几句话，人就可以做决定，我要不要继续跟你谈。
After a short conversation, we can make a decision of whether we want to continue that conversation or not.
主耶稣是值得他们好好的来跟主耶稣谈的。
Lord Jesus Christ was worthy of a longer chat.
但是主耶稣也总是很尊重每一个人，你自己决定。
But Lord Jesus Christ respects everyone and respects the choice that they have.
但是主耶稣很愿意的邀请人说你来看。
But the Lord is very willing to invite people to come and see.
40节。
Verse 40.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
这两个跟来看跟耶稣同住的，其中一个就是安德烈。
So one of the two that came and saw was Andrew.
在跟耶稣同住的那一个晚上，他明白了很多的事情。
During that night where he stayed with Jesus Christ, he understood many things.
他采取了行动，所以呢，他能够很确定的知道说耶稣到底是谁。
He took the action, so he was very sure of who Jesus Christ was.
他接受了主耶稣的邀请说，你来看。
He accepted the invitation from Lord Jesus Christ to come and see.
所以他到底发现了什么？
So what did he see and discover?
41节。
Verse 41.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。
He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah.
讲得更清楚一点，应该是说我们发现了，不是偶然遇见， 是我们发现了弥赛亚。
And a more specific term is we've discovered the Messiah.
哦，不是那种 meet， 哦，不是意见，是找到了。
They have found him and not just meet him.
哦，真的在当时，啊，一个很敬畏神的人，他们是很努力的在找这个所谓的弥赛亚。
At that time, the fervent Jews were diligently seeking for the Messiah.
哦，那一天接受耶稣的邀请来看他。发现了弥赛亚。
So Andrew on that day accepted the invitation, came and saw and found the Messiah.
所以他要赶快的邀请他的哥哥也来找到弥赛亚。
So then he next invited his brother to come and find the Messiah.
主耶稣说：“你来，啊，你们来看。
”So Jesus Christ said, "Come."
第一个啊，可以让我们想到说。他们来看，然后也跟着就信靠了主耶稣。
So the first is they came, saw, and believed in Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们也知道，信靠、相信、依靠主耶稣，这个是非常的重要，也非常的宝贝。
Today we know that believing and relying on Lord Jesus Christ is very important and is very precious.
那要像他们这样子有行动的。来看，然后就会信靠主耶稣。
So we need to be like them and have this action of come and seeing, and then we can rely on Lord Jesus Christ.
有时候我们也会对别人说，我觉得我的相信依靠是很不够。
Sometimes we might feel and let others know that our reliance and faith are not enough.
为什么我们的对主耶稣的信靠不够呢
？Why do we not have enough faith nor reliance on Christ.
很有可能就是我们缺少接受主耶稣的这个邀请说你们来看。
It's possible that it's because we do not accept this invitation of come and see.
这两个人他们已经听见施洗约翰对他们做了很清楚的这个介绍。
These two people have heard the introduction from John very clearly.
因为施洗约翰说我不是弥赛亚。
Because John had said that I'm not the Messiah.
那现在施洗约翰说，看哪，这就是神的羔羊。
And then now he said, look, behold the Lamb of God.
既然有施洗约翰的介绍，所以他们就来跟着耶稣。
And because of the introduction from John the Baptist, they came to follow Christ.
所以在我们的生活当中，也总是有这样子在指引我们的人。
In our lives, there are people who are directing our ways.
在我们的生活当中，在信仰的道路上面，真的需要有更多的施洗约翰。
In our lives and on this path of this journey of faith, we need more John the Baptist.
在我们的信仰道路上面，常常有人在提醒我们，这是一种恩典，这是一种福气。
In our journey of faith, there are people who remind us that this is a blessing from God.
我们也不总是被人来提醒。
And we should not just be in the passive state of always being reminded by others.
我们要进一步的去成为一个提醒别人的。
We need to proactively also to remind others of blessings from God.
所以在约翰福音里头也称这个施洗约翰是一盏的明灯。
So John the Baptist was also said to be a lamp.
我们请看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
约翰福音五章三十五节。
John chapter 5 verse 35.
三十五节，约翰是点着的明灯，你们情愿暂时喜欢他的光。
He was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light.
这是这个主耶稣。对门徒讲说，对周遭的人讲说，这个施洗约翰他是点着的明灯。
Here Jesus Christ told the disciples that John the Baptist was the burning and shining lamp.
所以他指引他这两个门徒去认识主耶稣。
So he had directed his two disciples to know Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们信仰的道路上面，我们一定也曾经遇过这个施洗约翰。
And on our own journey of faith, we must have encountered our own John the Baptist.
这就是为什么今天我们会在这里。
And that is why we are here today.
那很感谢神啊，我们生活当中有一盏明灯。
So thank God that we have this burning and shining lamp in our life.
但是更进一步的，我们也要来成为别人的一盏明灯。
But furthermore, we should become this shining lamp for others.
那施洗约翰很清楚知道他不是弥赛亚。
John the Baptist knew that he was not the Messiah.
他清楚的知道那个真正来邀请人的是主耶稣。
He knew that the one who can invite people is Lord Jesus Christ.
那今天我们也要常常记得，那个真正在给人恩典邀请人的是主耶稣。
So today we have to know that the one who can invite people and give them blessings is Lord Jesus Christ.
那这两个人是用什么态度来就近耶稣？
So how did these two disciples of John draw nearer to Lord Jesus Christ? What kind of attitude did they have?
他们就照着施洗约翰给他们的宣告，这个是救主。
They follow the proclamation from John the Baptist that this is the Lamb of God.
所以他们要来就近主耶稣，他们也信靠了主耶稣。
So they draw nearer to Lord Jesus Christ and believed him.
他们就蒙了耶稣的救赎。
And they then receive salvation from Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这也是今天我们需要有的态度。
So this is the same attitude we should have today.
那我们自己亲自来尝神的恩典。
We should come and taste the blessings from God.
这两个人听了，他们有采取行动。
These two people have heard and then they had actions.
所以他们就从此以后就知道来信靠主耶稣。
From that point forward, they knew to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
在主耶稣里头，他们得着了他们真正的需要。
And in Christ, they received what they needed.
我们请参考诗篇三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 34.
诗篇三十四篇第八节。
John chapter 34, verse 8.
第八节，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
这个信仰不单是用听的，更是要用实际去领受。
So faith is not just listening, but receiving.
在前面这个三十四篇，这个大卫他有讲了他的自己的体验。
In Psalm 34, David described his experience.
比如说第六节，他说：“这困苦人呼求，主便垂听，救我脱离一切患难。”
For example, in verse 6, the poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles.
他向他来介绍说，这个神是听人祷告、帮助人的神。
So he's introducing that the Lord is someone who listens to people's prayers and to help people.
接下来第八节他就提到说，你要自己采取行动，你要真的去尝尝主恩的滋味。
And in verse 8, he encourages actions from the people to taste that the Lord is good.
就会知道说，真的，在我的行动里头，我得着了我的需要。
And in your actions, you will receive what you need.
对当时他们，这个安德烈他们来讲，最美的事情就是找着了弥赛亚。
For Andrew and others, the best thing is that they have found the Messiah.
今天对我们来讲，最美的事情就是找到了神的教会。
Today, the best thing for us is that we have found the Church of God.
不但认识耶稣、相信耶稣，还要找到那个属于耶稣的这个教会。
Not only do we need to find Lord Jesus Christ and believe in him, we need to find his one true church.
我们都来也看了。
We have come and seen.
所以我们很多人我们就信靠了主耶稣。
So we have believed and entrusted in Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣对他们说，你们来看。
Lord Jesus Christ told them to come and see.
主耶稣知道他们如果真的有行动，他们就会想要留下来。
Because Lord Jesus Christ knew that if they had the actions, they would want to stay.
真的，那一天他们就跟主耶稣同住。
And indeed, they stayed that day.
那一定是一个非常美好的时刻。
And it must have been a wonderful time for them.
他们心中的那些不确定已经得着了解答。
All the uncertainties that were in their heart were lifted and had answers.
甚至那种感觉会让人觉得说我不想离开。
And they might even feel that they did not want to leave.
真正的跟主耶稣同在。
They want to abide with the Lord forever.
真的有主耶稣同在的日子，今天一定比昨天好。
If we have the abidance of the Lord, then today is always better than yesterday.
这个有跟主耶稣同在啊，这个真的是好的无比。
It is wonderful to have the abidance of the Lord.
最能够描写的就是那个遍冒山上的那一个经验。
And what is a best description of that is what happened on the Mount of Transfiguration.
在我们请看马太福音十七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17.
有时候主耶稣会单独的到山到旷野到海边去祷告。
Sometimes Lord Jesus Christ will go to the wilderness or by the ocean to pray.
那有时候他会带着门徒一起去祷告。
Other times he will bring the disciples along to pray with them.
那在这一次呢，主耶稣带了三个门徒。
This time Lord Jesus Christ has three disciples with him.
这三个人跟主耶稣同在。
They were with Lord Jesus Christ.
第一节过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗的上了高山。
Now after six days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves.
第二节就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。
Verse 2, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light.
第三节忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
Verse 3, and behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, speaking with him.
第四节，彼得对耶稣说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。你若愿意，我们就在这里搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。”
Verse 4, then Peter answered and said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles: one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
主耶稣常常跟他们同在。
Jesus Christ was with them often.
那这是一个很特殊的一次。
This was one of the special occasions.
他有他特别的特别的意义在里头。
And there's special meaning in there.
至少我们看到彼得的反应。
We see the reaction from Peter here.
他说：“主啊，我们在这里真好。”
He said, "Lord, it is good for us to be here."
就有一点说，就让这个时刻就停在这里。
And it's like saying, let time just stop here.
让我们永远在这个时刻里头。
Let us stay in this moment forever.
这个在一个特殊的情形来告诉我们，跟主耶稣同在是多么的美好。
In this special occasion, it lets us realize how wonderful it is to be with Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这两个人。他们的疑问都得到解答了。
These two people, these two disciples, had all their answers and all their questions answered.
真的，我们采取行动，照主耶稣所说的，你们来看。
So when we take the actions and follow what Lord Jesus said, that come and see.
想想看，在信仰的道路上面，我们需要有怎样的行动
？On our journey, what actions do we need to take?
我们就采取行动。
Then we take that action.
那我们就会。像这两个人一样，让我们不断的有这种让我们非常满意、非常惊讶的发现。
If we do that, then we will be like these two disciples and have wonderful surprises waiting for us.
他们来看了，愿意跟主就想要留在主耶稣的身边。
They came, they saw, and they wanted to remain with Lord Jesus Christ.
其实他们跟当时的许多犹太人一样，生活当中有很多的事情，很多的活动。
They were like the other Jews around them, that they had their lives to live and other activities going on.
但是现在他们发现，他们在质疑着说，我们为什么过去总是浪费很多的时间在一些活动里头。
But now they question, why do we waste time in other activities?
在那我们参与了很多那些没有主耶稣同在的活动里头。
We've been participating in many activities where Lord Jesus Christ was not there.
前后会有这样的一个很大的差别。
So that's a great contrast of the before and after.
因为他们接受主耶稣的邀请，你来看。
They have received the invitation of Lord Jesus Christ to come and see.
是的，我们要去发现生活当中有很多的活动其实是不必要的。
We need to go and discover that a lot of the activities in our daily lives are not necessary.
生活当中有许多的活动，对我们来 对属这个永生来讲，对价值来讲啊，其实是不必要的。
There are a lot of things, activities that we participate in that has nothing to do with our eternal life and has no value.
但是为什么没有去发现呢？
So why haven't we discovered this?
可能就是少了主耶稣的这所说的你们来看。
Perhaps what we're lacking is the come and see actions.
所以有时候我们还会继续在那个并不能够造就我们的一些活动里头在那边打转。
That is maybe one of the reasons why we continue in action in activities that do not help us.
就像这个保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
他真的来照主耶稣所说的说你来你来看。
He also came and saw.
这个保罗他整个眼睛就明亮了。
And his eyes were opened.
他说过去他觉得很宝贵很有价值的他才发现说原来这个是没有价值不是真的有价值的。
And once his eyes were opened, then he realized that things that he had treasured before now he considered as rubbish.
他来他看了他就知道什么是真正的价值。
He came and saw and knew what is of true value.
我们的时间都是很有限。
We have very limited time.
我们真的是要花时间去追求那个真正的价值。
So we need to spend our time wisely to pursue things that have true values.
这两个人照耶稣所说的，你们来看。
These two disciples follow Lord Jesus Christ's instruction to come and see.
他们也就成为了那个点着的明灯。
And then they became the shining lamp.
我们请看回约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章的四十一节说安德烈他就去找他的哥哥西门。
In John chapter 1 verse 41, Andrew went and found his brother Simon.
一个人如果真的来看那他会也会发现我的责任。
When someone who came and saw, they also would realize of their responsibility.
通常人都是自私的。
Normally people are selfish.
但是当一个人真正的认识了耶稣，认识了福音。
But when someone who truly understood Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel.
对耶稣的这个好处啊，人是不会自私的。
People will not be selfish about the blessings from God.
真的愿意去跟别人来分享。
They're willing to share it with others.
所以这个安德烈他就先找到自己的哥哥西门。
So Andrew found his brother Simon.
他说我们找到了弥赛亚。
And he said, I have found the Messiah.
在安德烈的这个时候的安德烈，这是一个我不能够不去分享的一个好消息。
For Andrew, it was a good news that he could not help but must share with others.
不但是跟西门说我找到弥赛亚，而且是把西门带到耶稣的跟前。
Not only did he tell his brother that he had found the Messiah, he brought his brother in front of Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们都应该像这个安德烈。
Today we should be like Andrew.
在我们生活当中还有谁我们没有跟他向他来介绍主耶稣？
In our lives, are there people we have not introduced Lord Jesus Christ to?
为什么没有？
Why haven't we?
因为我们可能缺少了主耶稣所说的你们来看。
Perhaps what we're lacking are the actions of come and see.
我们再看一下约翰福音一章四十二节。
Let's also read chapter 1 verse 42.
四十二节，于是领他去见耶稣。耶稣看着他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。”
And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas, which translates to a stone."
多么美妙的事情！这个被带来的西门，他也要领受了主耶稣的恩典。
This is a wonderful event that Simon was brought here, and he shall receive grace as well.
原来主耶稣他已经认识西门。
And Jesus Christ already knew Simon.
原来主耶稣也知道这个西门他所缺少的是什么。
And Jesus Christ knew what Simon was lacking.
所以主耶稣对他讲说，你是西门，那你将要被称为基法。
And Jesus said, "You are called Simon, You shall be called Cephas.
啊，主耶稣意思就是说，我要让你的将来是不一样的。
Which is to say that your future will be different.
哦，你将会有一个改变的。
You will have a transformation.
哦，你现在是什么？你将来会是不一样的。
This is you right now. In the future, you will be different.
哦，我们都希望我们成为我们应该成为的样子。
We want to become someone we should become.
哦，但是我们常常做不到。
But oftentimes we don't have the power to do it.
哦，所以我们需要遇见主耶稣。
So we need to meet Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们需要来到主耶稣这里。
So we need to come to Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要让我们本来是西门，成为基华。
Lord Jesus Christ will allow us to be Simon and will be called Cephas.
这个也是你来看所要给我们的奇异的恩典。
This is one of the blessings and grace that we shall receive after coming and seeing.
所以这个安德烈找这个西门来。他也一定会对他说：“你来看。”
When Andrew told Simon to invited him, he also would have said, "Come and see."
好，有时候我们真的会想说：“真的有这么好的事情吗？”
Sometimes we think, "Is it truly this wonderful?"
好，那我们就可以向主耶稣说：“你来看。”
We can tell Lord Jesus.
又向主耶稣对人的邀请说：“你们来看。”
We can be just like Jesus Christ and invite others to come and see.
有主耶稣的地方就会有这种奇妙的恩典。
Where Jesus Christ abides, there will be wonderful grace.
我们都知道，在我们这里有主耶稣。
We know that Lord Jesus Christ abides with us.
有主耶稣的恩典，有主耶稣的能力。
We have the blessings, grace, and power from Lord Jesus Christ.
有主耶稣要赏赐给人的圣灵。
We have the Holy Spirit that Lord Jesus Christ would like to give to everyone.
所以我们来看了，我们会成为那点着的明灯。
So when we invite others to come and see, we will be the shining lamp.
这个安德烈，他对主耶稣的体验跟恩典啊，是第一手的。
Andrew had experienced Lord Jesus Christ firsthand.
因为他照主耶稣所说的，你们来看。
Because he had followed what Lord Jesus Christ said to come and see.
我们对主耶稣的认识跟体验，也要常常是第一手的。
Our understanding and experience of God should always be firsthand as well.
已经有多少的时候，我们在跟人家谈信仰、谈主耶稣的时候，已经我们所讲的不是我们第一手的资料。
How many times when we introduce others to Christ, we're talking about things that are not experienced by us firsthand?
是的，过去我们有照主耶稣所说的，你们来看。
In the past, we have followed Lord Jesus Christ's instruction to come and see.
这是一个必须要继续，不是一次性的，是要继续的。
This is a continual process. It's not a one-time deal.
所以或许我们已经好久没有像主耶稣所说的，你们来看。
So perhaps we have not been doing this in a long time to come and see.
所以我们缺少第一手的资料。第一手的体验。
So then we become lacking in having first-hand experience.
主耶稣的确可以成为我们生活当中我们最需要的。
Lord Jesus Christ can indeed be the one thing we need the most in our lives.
我们自己一定要先照主耶稣所说的，你们来看。
But we first have to follow what he said to come and see.
然后我们也可以这样去邀请别人说，你们来看。
And then we can invite others to come and see.
那我们在祷告之前，我们再来把106首第一节跟最后一节，我们来唱一次。
So before our prayer, let's sing the hymn 106, the first verse and the last verse.
相信圣灵的引导，主必是我的拥护。我是耶稣门徒，传扬真福音，是靠圣灵能力常帮助。我必尽心竭力，昼夜都勤劳，直到胜过享用了。耶稣拣选我做他门徒，我要被施加跟天路，遵从主的教训，圣灵的引导，主必是我的拥护。
请坐。
Please be seated.
你们来看就是我们在信仰生活当中的一个举动。
Come and see is an action in our faith.
所以让我们想想看，在信仰的道路上面，我们要还需要采取什么行动
？So let us think about in our journey of faith, what actions do we still need to take?
求主耶稣帮助我们让我们真的能够采取行动。
Let us ask God to help us so that we can take those actions.
让我们继续而且更加的来相信依靠主耶稣。
So that we can continue to and believe in the Lord and rely on Him even more.
让我们能够更珍惜在教会里头的生活。
So that we can treasure our life in our church even more.
让我们也真的能够像施洗约翰这样子成为点着的明灯。
So that we can become like John the Baptist and be the shining lamp.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
If you would like to receive laying of hands, please come forward.
我们祷告15分钟。
We will pray for 15 minutes.